It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. We're here on the air, around the clock, around the globe. And so delighted to have you listening at this time or any time here on BPN Radio. And we're here for the next hour. And we come boldly into the presence of Father God by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. And we're so delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Today, Gene and I celebrate 48 years of full-time ministry, 48 years of full-time ministry. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about our journey, and I know that's going to encourage you and be a blessing to you. So thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. I would like to remind you and invite everybody, all prayer leaders, those that desire to be a prayer leader, or those that have a passion to pray, to come to Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. Compass Church, Austin, Texas. The registration is free, but you must register. Go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and double-click the registration button there for the prayer leaders gathering. The picture of Dale and Gene Gentry. You just click that, and we'll have a company of people that's going to be helping us, including Todd and Cindy Mooring, who is going to be leading worship. Todd and Cindy will also be with us, along with their son Leland, four-time Grammy nominee. and his wife Mandy will all be in Concord, California this Sunday, Monday at New Hope Church. And you can get more information at getnewhope.net, getnewhope.net. And so it's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio as Gene Gentry, Dale and Gene Gentry, celebrate 48 years of full-time ministry. On March the 12th, 1967, we launched out into full-time ministry on the strength of one revival. Well, that's all we had in Ringling, Oklahoma. And so on March the 12th from 6th and Willow Street in Comanche, Oklahoma, Gene and I hooked up our Black Century Buick, 1958 Black Century Buick, to a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer that we paid $800 for, accompanied by our two-year-old son, Rick, and our little dog named Tex. We started down the road, and we have never stopped. And so we have been in ministry almost 49 years, but this has been a vocation for us since March the 12th, 1967. So we celebrate 48 years on this Thursday today. And I was looking up vocation on Webster's Dictionary, and it says a vocation is a calling, it's a life's work, it's a mission, it's a purpose, it's a function, it's a profession, it's an occupation, it's a career, it's a trade, it's a craft, it's a line of work. And so Gene and I, we chose to follow the Lord 48 years ago today on the strength of one revival. And we got 15 miles. We started out with about $100 in our pocket. Somebody said, what does it take to get into full-time ministry? Well, we had a 58 Buick Century that was paid for, no air conditioner. We had a 35 Scuzzo trailer that we bought, windows were broken out. We bought it for $800. And we had some people that encouraged us, prayed for us. And a man by the name of Calvin Newton at the Assembly of God Church in Ringling, Oklahoma, said, would you come and hold me a revival? And so in those days, we went for 2 weeks. So that's exactly what we did. And we went out and to do the will of God. And so we're still going. We're still going 48 years ago. We started to Ringling, Oklahoma. It was about a 70-mile journey for our first revival from Comanche, Oklahoma to Ringling, Oklahoma. And we got 15 miles down the road, and our engine blew up. It was just too much for a 1958 Black Century Buick to pull a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer, and it blew up. My brother-in-law had been following us. He pulled behind us because he wanted to make sure that we off to a start, and so he pulled up behind us, and we called a tow truck. The tow truck came and got our car and Scuzzo trailer and pulled it to Ringling, Oklahoma. It cost us about $65. So we had about $35 in our pocket when we started 48 years ago. But I want to say to you that God is a faithful God. And we went to that first revival with about $35 left. I think in the 2 weeks that we ministered there, we got about $150. And Gene and I's anniversary was on March the 15th, so we couldn't go anywhere because we didn't have a vehicle. And so we were there in our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer. Our little dog, Tex, he decided he did not want to be in the ministry. So during that two-week period, Tex ran off. He left us. I've never seen Tex again. He did not want to be in the ministry. He missed his home in Wichita Falls, Texas. But Gene and I, we stayed with it, and our son today, 48 years later, he's still in the ministry. He's in full-time ministry, youth pastor here at a church in Austin, Texas, is working with a group in South Austin Homeschool. So what am I saying? I'm saying today that God has a good plan for your life. And even though we were challenged, we only had one revival, our engine blew up, and we could hear the voice of Satan saying, "You're a dingling to go to ringling." We continued on. And during the course of the past 48 years, we have a message, and the vocation we have is that we are preaching and praying and prophesying. And we are calling people to pray like we are on BPN Radio. So before I went into full-time ministry, I did not go off to Bible school or seminary. That would have been fine, but I'd had just such a passion. The Holy Spirit said it's time. So I went from being a radio announcer, disc jockey, newscaster, engineer. I went directly into ministry. I'd only been preaching 6 or 7 months. I really only had 3 sermons, 3 messages, and all of them were on prayer. But I prayed, and I obeyed. And I had a wife that said, "I'll go where you go." We'd only lived in our home in Wichita Falls for probably about 6 months. We were so proud of that home. But the call of God was much greater than living in that home. And so we chose the better life, the risky life, the faith life. And we launched out to do the will of God 48 years ago today. Now, I'm going to pray with you that the will of God is going to be done in your life, because there are some people that are listening to this broadcast today and you are so unfulfilled in life. And you may be living in a comfort zone. Everything may be comfortable. You may have everything in place. You may have an income. You may have a retirement. You may have your house paid for. I don't know. Maybe you have a good vocation, a good job, but there is a higher order. There is a higher call. And the voice of the Lord is calling some of you today to a higher call. And I'm going to pray with you today. Father, I just pray for people here at BPN Radio, listening to BPN Radio, and there is such desire in their heart. There is such passion in their heart. They just have this incredible desire to do your will. And even though things may be good around them, it's not good in them. And so we know, Father God, that things can be good around us, but may not be good in us. We have this passion. We have this longing. We have this desire for something more in life than we're experiencing. And we are praying today, God, that you would help us get out of our comfort zone and move into our discovery zone. So I pray for people today that's listening to BPN Radio. They just say, "Lord, we know there's more to it than what we're experiencing now." In Jesus' name. And I pray for you today. I'm asking God to minister to you and to bless you and to open doors for you, and that faith will enlarge in you, and faith will rise up inside of you. Great faith. And so I pray for you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so, Father God, Dale Gentry, that's me. I want to thank you on behalf of my wife, Jean. I want to thank you for the journey that you've had us on these past 48 years of full-time ministry. I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you for your hand that has kept us safe, that you have given us daily bread and monthly fruit, And I want to say to people, Lord, that is listening to BPN Radio today, that they can do what you say they can do. They can go where you say they can go. They can have what you say they can have. They can be what you say they can be. They can start what you say they can start. And they can finish what you say they can finish. They can do all things. They can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens them. And I pray for them today. I pray for them today that they will not just go through life, but they will live life. They will live the abundant life. The abundant life. And what is the abundant life? It's doing the will, plan, and purpose of God, whatever God has for you. You say, how am I going to know? Well, you're going to know because there's something going on in your life. And the first step I took, the Lord said to me, son, give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life. And so I gave him the first hour of my day. 5 months later, I heard the same voice, I want you to preach my gospel, and I said, yes. And almost immediately, that very month, the month of June, I said to the youth pastor at our church, can I preach? And he said, yes, Saturday night. So on a Saturday night, in June of 1966, I began to preach. And then I began to preach anywhere anyone would let me preach. And then in March the 12th, 1967, that is 48 years ago today, Gene and I, we launched out from Comanche. Now, let me say this to you. On June the 25th, 26th, 27th, Dr. Larry Martin and I, along with my wife, Jean Gentry, we're going to go back to Comanche, and we're going to invite everyone to join us that you desire to get launched out into some type of ministry. And you just have this passion in your heart. You say, it's so in my heart, so in my spirit to do something I know that I'm not doing, or to launch out deeper in what I know I should be doing. Or something happened along the way. Something happened along the way and you say, I dropped out. I would like to get restarted. I'd like to get relaunched. Well, this is a time for you. And so we are calling you now to come to Comanche, Oklahoma, June 25, 26, and 27. And make plans to come. We'll have further information. Dr. Larry Martin and I will be hosting the gathering. And we're entitling it The Call to Comanche. The Call to Comanche. And we'll start on Thursday night, conclude on Saturday at noon. We'll pray for you, lay hands on you. And Gene and I will take you back to 6th and Willow, where we hooked up our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer, started in full-time ministry on March the 12th, 48 years ago today. We'll take you to that very street corner, that very location, and we'll pray for you. We're going to take you to the very church where Dr. Larry Martin and I both went as boys, where Gene and I attended after we first got married. We're going to have a meeting in that very church, although it has a different name now. We're going to have a meeting in that church where I worshiped as a little boy, where Larry Martin worshiped as a little boy. There's just going to be something significant about it. So we're declaring it's the call to Comanche. The call to Comanche, June 25, 26, and 27. And we're going to encourage you to do the will of God. There is a way. There is a way to do the will of God. And I pray with you right now. I pray with you in Jesus' name. Those of you that have great passion, and you say, well, life is kind of passed me by. Maybe you are retired. Maybe you are in your what you would call your latter years. I don't know, but come to Comanche. Come and be with us, because we believe it's going to be a very significant time. And I just encourage you to get started or restarted somewhere, and this will be an opportunity. You may even want to just cry out to God today and say, Lord, I just have such passion to do your will. I want to do your will. And so my passion right now is to help you do what I've been doing these past 48 years, preaching and praying and prophesying. And if you want to be a prayer voice, a prophetic voice, or you want to be a preaching voice, then I do want to help you. And so I just want you to stay in touch with me. I want you to pray with me. You can go to letspraymerica.com. I have prayer series. I have a book there on how to get started, how to start, how to finish. Any of my resources, letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. So it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Here's what I'm going to do today. And this may appear to be a little nostalgic, and if it appears to be, I want you just to stay tuned, if you will, because I believe you're listening for a purpose. Some of you across America, even around the world. But I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play some music that was the theme music of when Gene and I started in the ministry in 1967. And some of these songs, some of you are not going to recognize at all. You're not going to recognize any of this music, but some of you will. But this is the music that was playing. These are the songs that were being sung when Gene and I went into the ministry 48 years ago. I'm just going to play a portion of some of these songs by a man by the name of Jack Holcomb. And it's not a matter of saying, well, I like his style, I don't like his style. Because you know, here on BPN Radio, I play all kinds of music, from country to rap to what we would call Christian rock. I don't know, but I just like all kinds of music. And so today, I'm going to play some songs that they were being sung as I was growing up and getting into the ministry. And I'm going to have Jack Holcomb just to sing a portion of songs here today. And I know that that some of you are going to be blessed and some of you are just going to be tolerant. But I just want to play some songs, take you all the way back to 1966, 1967. And I'm just going to play a portion of a few songs here today on BPN by Jack Holcomb.
Pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me with I can depend. best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
Okay, there's the music of Jack Holcomb. And that takes us way back, 1966, 1967, when Gene and I first went into full-time ministry. So I trust that you, Jack Holcomb was well-known at that time, sing a lot of wonderful music, wonderful songs. So Gene and I today are celebrating 48 years of full-time ministry, leaving Comanche, Oklahoma, March the 12th, 1967, to pursue the will, plan, and purpose of God. And we're still going today. So what's the point? Well, we're just celebrating what God has done. We're celebrating being able to do the will of God for these past 48 years. Pursuing His will, plan, and purpose, and encouraging you today, that... maybe you're unfulfilled in life. You say, I'm not unfulfilled at all. I've got everything together and got everything arranged and I'm okay on the outside, inside. Well, I'm not talking to you today, but I am talking to people that you have this longing inside of you. It cannot be quieted with money. It cannot be quieted with promotion. It cannot be quieted with all kinds of material things, popularity, fame, fortune. There is something, there is an empty place inside of you today. You just say, I don't know what it is, but I need you to pray for me. So I'm praying today. Father, I pray. I pray for people that's listening to BPN Radio today. They have this incredible passion inside of them. They may not identify it as a passion. There's some type of longing inside of them, some type of restlessness inside of them. Something is going on and they may not even be able to identify it. But I pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and ask God that you stir them up as they begin to cry out to you and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. And so I pray for you right now as you make that confession. Lord, not my will, but your will. Whatever you want me to do, however you want me to do it. And so I'm just here to pray for you and help you any way that I possibly can. If you'd like to send me an email, you can just go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. If you want to go into my Facebook and send me a message, you can do that. And my Facebook page, Dale Gentry. And if you want to send me a note via my website, you can just go to breakoutprayernetwork.com, breakoutprayernetwork.com. So I'm here to pray for you. Gene and I are celebrating 48 years of full-time ministry today and proclaiming the will, plan, and purpose of God being done in our lives. So here we are, the bottom of the hour on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. And it's a wonderful Thursday, March the 12th, 2015. March the 12th, such an important time in our lives because it was 48 years ago today that we started in the ministry. And so not only are we celebrating... our journey but we're celebrating the goodness of God and how God has helped us these 48 years. He has been with us all along. And so we started traveling as evangelists, 1967, and then later on that year, Gene and I went to a little town called Holiday, Texas, that had a group of about 25 people, and we became the pastors there. And we were there for a couple of years, went back, started traveling, and then we went to Rush Springs, Oklahoma from 1970 to 1977. Then in 1977, we went to a suburb of Oklahoma City, Dell City, Oklahoma, and we were there until 1985 when I went to work there with my friend Larry Lee, 1985. And there is where we started traveling across America, around the world, teaching and preaching on prayer and giving prophetic words. And so it's been an incredible journey of 48 years today, starting from Comanche, Oklahoma. I want to tell you again that I'm going back to Comanche. Dr. Larry Martin, who is one of the great authors of the Azusa Street series, and is an incredible man of God. Both of us grew up in the church there in Comanche, Oklahoma. We're going back to that very church, although it's no longer an Assembly of God church, but we're going to go back to that very building, June 25, 26, 27. And we are going to spend 3 days praying with people that have a passion to get started the ministry or get restarted. We were launched from there. Larry started from there and over 40 years ago. And Gene and I started from there almost 50 years ago. We're going to go back to that very place, not as a result of nostalgia, but telling people the stories of how God has kept us and saying to those who have a passion for God, you can do this. You can do this. From that one red light there in that little town of less than 2,000 people in southwest Oklahoma, you can go anywhere in the world. You can do anything. And so I've been able to lead prayer at the White House. I've been able to lead prayer at Wembley Stadium in London. I've been able to pray for leaders. I've been able to pray for entertainers, athletes. And God has given me a lot of spiritual sons and daughters and spiritual grandsons and granddaughters. And so there's going to be a group of people that gathers there to pray and to encourage those who want to get launched out into the deep, launched out into the ministry. And so we're going to encourage you. We're going to pray for you. We are going to prophesy over you and let you know that you can do this. And so I'm not planning on going back again. I'm planning on going this one time. And so you can join us if you will. It'll be great. Also, there's another event that I'm asking you to attend. Gene and I will be hosting in Austin, Texas, April 9, 10, 11, a prayer leaders gathering. That means those of you that are prayer leaders, you desire to be a prayer leader, and you have a passion to pray. Maybe you don't want to be a leader, so I just have this passion to pray. So we'll be praying. We'll be talking about different types of prayers, and we'll be interceding. Todd and Cindy Mooring, great worship leaders, will be there, and they will be working with us, and we are going to pray. We're not just going to talk about prayer, teach about prayer, give prayer stories. We are going to pray. There will be some soft praying. There's going to be some loud praying. We're going to pray softly, and we're going to pray loud. We're going to pray in English, and we're going to pray in tongues. We're going to pray in the Spirit. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time, and we invite you to come as we pray. And I believe that God is raising up prayer leaders all across America, different parts of the world. So what is the main theme of my life? I've asked to put on my tombstone the main theme of my life. And what is that? To put on my tombstone, the man who prayed. I want to be identified as a man who prays. I love to prophesy. I've given thousands of prophetic words. I love to preach. I love to stand and get loud when I preach. Because my daddy said to me, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. So I love to preach. I love to get loud when I preach. But more than anything, I love to pray. I love to get up in the morning time and give God the first part of my day. I love to stand and lead prayer. I love to pray. I love to pray. Because I know that he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm going to forgive their sin. I'm going to heal their land. I'm going to heal their land. And so I just declare that if we pray. And Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray. And so Gene and I, we have lived a life of prayer. We pray together. There's nothing quite as powerful as a husband and wife that prays together. I'm here to say to you, there is nothing that you and your husband can't do if you set yourself in agreement. And I'm here to say to you men, there's nothing that you and your wife cannot do if you set yourself in agreement, willing to do the will of God. And my wife, Jean, has moved in out of a bunch of several new homes. We say bunch back in Oklahoma. We've moved out of several new homes, brand new homes, because we felt like that God wanted us to make a geographical move. And I'm so thankful that my wife has been willing to do whatever. So I salute Jean Gentry, because I never could have done it without Chloe Jean Gentry. And by the way, this Sunday, Gene and I will celebrate 54 years of marriage. 54 years of marriage. And so we're excited. We are really, really excited about what God is doing. So I say thank you, Gene Gentry, for making the journey with me. Making the journey with me. I could have never done it without it. So I want to tell you that there are people that are waiting for you to do the will of God, to do the will of God. And so I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Those of you that have a call of God on your life and you don't know how you're going to get it done. Maybe you can't make it to Comanche, but you can still do it. And so I pray for you right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would seek his face and that you would write down what you're hearing and that you would respond to the call of God and that you would express to God your passion, your desire, and what you would desire to do for him. And there will be people around you that will say, no, you can't do that. You can't have that. You can't be that. You can't start that. You can't start that. You can't finish that. But I declare there will be other people that God will place around you, and they will encourage you. And they will say things like, you can do it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You're looking good. And I just want to encourage you today that God has a wonderful plan and that you should not despise small beginnings. Lord, I pray for people that have this passion in their heart. I pray that they would respond to the longing in their heart. Maybe they know what they're supposed to do. Maybe they know what they're supposed to do, but they just are afraid. They're fearful. They're skeptical. And they've listened to wrong voices. And as a result, they cannot make the right choices because they keep listening to the wrong voices. But faith requires many times to take an ordinary risk, extraordinary risk. So I believe today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And I pray for you today. I pray that you will be fulfilled in life. I pray that you will not just go through life. I pray that you will live life to its fullest, that you will live life and not just go through life. For Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He's called you to live the abundant life. And there were people that when Gene and I started in the ministry that said, no, you can't do that. You better not do that. But there was such passion in my heart. That's all I could think about. One of the men that had the greatest impact in my life when I began in the ministry was a man by the name of Charles Greenaway. And I've always loved for people to tell me their story. In fact, I have people on BPN that just tell their story. Yesterday, I had a pastor in California, one of my spiritual sons, Jeff Kinney. He just told the story, what was going on in his life. And he talked about other people's stories. And so I told Brother Greenaway, would you tell me some stories? And he said, when my wife and I were young, I had a call to Africa. And I had this passion to go to Africa. And so in those days, I was with a certain denomination that required me or said that I needed to be a pastor for 2 years, and there was a process the process I needed to go through in order to go to Africa. But I went ahead and made an application anyhow. So I sent a letter to my denomination, to those in the headquarters, expressing my desire to go to Africa. And Brother Greenaway said to me, Dale, I had such passion. My wife and I had such passion to go to Africa that we went ahead and made our plans. We bought 2 one-way tickets to Africa. We'd never been to Africa, but we knew exactly where God wanted us to be. Wherever we knew the exact location He wanted us to go to. And so we bought 2 one-way plane tickets and packed our bags. And the day we were supposed to leave, we got a letter from the denomination that I was with. And we put the letter in our suitcase and we flew to Africa. When we got to Africa, Brother Greenaway said, I opened the letter, and the letter from my denominational headquarters said, dear Brother Greenaway, we have denied your request to go to Africa at this time. And he said, I wrote back and said, brethren, when I opened your letter, I was already in Africa. Now somebody would say, well, that appears to be a spirit of rebellion, or that appears to be non-compliance. But Brother Greenaway just said to me, Dale, I just knew I could not live. I could not live without going to Africa. And so when we get to the place where we say, I just can't live without doing this for God, then God is going to make a way, a special way, for us to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. When I met Chloe Jean Denham in 1959, I took one look at her and fell in love with her. It really was love at first sight. And I just said down the line, I just can't live without her. I must have her as my wife. Gene and I were married as teenagers, which was not uncommon in those days. And this Sunday, we will celebrate 54 years of marriage because I knew that I could not live without her. And we determined, both of us determined, that we could not live without doing the will of God. And that's exactly what happened with Brother Greenaway and his wife, Brother Charles Greenaway. He just said, we could not live without going to Africa. Somebody said, well, what if it doesn't work? But what if it does work? What if we fail? Yeah, but what if you don't fail? And if you fail, the Bible said a righteous person may fall down 7 times and get up again. So Gene and I, we entered full-time ministry 48 years ago today, March the 12th, 1967, with $100. We went in full-time ministry with $100, and one revival meeting, 1 2-week meeting. And with the manager, the general manager of the radio station, KWFT, in Wichita Falls, Texas, saying, Dale, when you get ready to come back, your job will be waiting for you. Because he looked at me thinking, what is wrong with this young man? When I told him, I'm leaving, I'm quitting my job, I'm resigning, and I'm going into full-time ministry. He did not reject, but he looked with a pitiful look and said to me, Dale, when you want to come back here, your job will be waiting for you. Quite a compliment for a man that was leaving the company and going out on an assignment that he could not comprehend. But there was a man at the radio station, the man who had actually recommended me for the job. His name is Joe Tom White. Joe Tom, still alive today in Wichita Falls. In fact, last year, Joe Tom, still on radio, I was his guest there on the Fox Network in Wichita Falls, Texas, and he did not object. He gave me a Bible, and as I started out to minister, and I carried that Bible for many years. Thank you, Joe Tom White in Wichita Falls. When I was there ministering last year, I gave him a little plaque of appreciation, thanking him for helping me, encouraging me to go out and do the will of God. And if you have this passion in your heart, maybe there's some preparation that you need to do. Maybe you do need to go to Bible college. Maybe you do need to get some type of degree. Maybe you do need to go to seminary. I don't know. I'm not objecting to that. Or maybe you just say, I just got to go and do something now. And so there's such a passion in your heart. And I know that God makes everything beautiful in His time. I do know that you need some confirmation. But I do also know that it's very, very important that we do the will of God. So I pray for you right now. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. In Jesus' name. And I'm just telling you now that after 48 years down the road, 48 years down the road, that it's okay. That God will be with you every step of the way. I want to testify today that God is a faithful God. Not one time has He failed Gene and I. There have been times when we did not know where our next paycheck was going to come, even how we were going to have our next meal, but God is faithful. So I want to salute Jehovah God today, the creator of the universe, the God who spoke this world into existence and the planets into existence. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the journey that we've been on. And you say, well, you know, you do the will of God and your kids can get messed up. You can lose everything you have. I'm here to tell you that my son is in full-time ministry. My daughter is serving Jesus and my grandkids love the Lord. And I've got spiritual kids and grandkids. And God has been with us every step of the way through fires and floods and storms and difficulties and challenges, ill health. All sorts of things that have happened, but He is good. And so I want to salute Him today. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I want to play a song today because music and prayer go together. One of my friends who is in heaven is going to sing a song right now. His name is Rusty Goodman. And he's going to sing this song that talks about Calvary. And I'm here today. We've made the journey because of Calvary. And so here's Rusty Goodman. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you for the cross.
I lived a wasted life that had no meaning. And I found no peace in anything that I tried. But I saw my life quickly end, and a brand new one began. The day I found the cross where Jesus died, and because of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. I found the joy I never thought could ever be. A life shattered with sin, put it together once again. And oh, what a change there's been because of Calvary. Sad and growing weary, I journey in my mind back to Calvary, and I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow, and I find new strength awaiting there for me. It's because of Calvary I'll never be the same again. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again. And oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again.
There's my friend, Rusty Goodman. Because of Calvary, I'll never, never, never be the same again. So I'm thankful for Calvary. I'm thankful that's how we got started. We got started because of Calvary, and I'm very grateful, very thankful. I'm thankful today for those that have helped us along the way. I'm thankful for my mom and dad that prayed and dedicated me to the Lord and brought me up in church. I'm thankful for my pastor when I was a boy, not only my dad, but David Roper. I'm thankful for men that helped me get started in the ministry, my pastor Carl Alcorn and Pastor John Hoker, who gave me my first revival, and Kern Choate, who gave me the opportunity to preach my first sermon. I'm thankful for David Wilkerson, who preached and laid hands on me as I was called to preach the gospel. I'm thankful for my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, who's in heaven, my pastor, Bob Nichols, who pastors Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, for 50 years now, and has watched for me and prayed for me. I'm thankful for all of the men that have invited me to preach in their church. I'm thankful for the opportunities that I've had over the years because people believed in me. I'm thankful for those that have sown into our ministry over the years and those who continue to sow into our ministry on a monthly basis. I'm thankful for people that encouraged us along the way and said to Dale and Jean, you can do this. You can do what God has called you to do. I'm thankful for people that believed in me. I'm thankful for the little church in Holladay, Texas, those 25 people that gave us an opportunity to start pastoring. I'm thankful that Dr. Larry Lee said, come and work with me at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas in 1985 and be my prayer associate and helping me, introducing me to hundreds of pastors. I'm thankful for those men that called on me and said, would you come and help me? Would you come and pray with me? Those people that have invested into my life. And if I started calling names, I'm going to miss some people. But I'm so thankful and grateful for those that have helped us along the way. Thank you for celebrating 48 years of full-time ministry with Gene Gentry and I today. We're so thankful, and we are so grateful, and you have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, or any time, here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.